Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back to Unveiled by Grace Podcast. This is your host. This is your man of God. This is your brother, your friend, your humble servant. This is your boy, Ron. How are you guys doing today? Oh, man, we're back. We're back with another one. This is episode seven. How you guys doing today? Hope you guys are doing great. I'm doing well. Man, sometimes I think about it, it's like, wow, it's already June. Just think about that, because a lot of us, we still remember New Year's. Oh, New Year's, man, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. My New Year's, and now we are halfway through the year. Today is June 5th. Today is June 5th. Wow. Man, I'm feeling much better. I was feeling real. When I got up this morning, I was very, I felt weird. It was off, man. I felt real weak. I had a headache real bad. But after I, kind of drunk my tea and, just kind of went in prayer and just, laid in bed afterwards and just, I'm feeling a lot better. But that's neither here nor there. Grateful to be here. So thankful. Shout out to you guys, the support thus far. And we are only going to grow. But look, today I want to talk about disappointment. Disappointment discourages. I think disappointment is one of these biggest discouragers, at least for me. I know that when I used to be a people pleaser, man, I used to put my trust and faith in man. I wanted to be accepted. I wanted to be liked. And not to the level, because I kind of always did my own thing. I was always a natural leader. But there was this piece of me that, cared about what other people think and put a little too much trust in people. And then when they disappoint me, then I kind of turned into that 10-year-old boy again who didn't truly forgive his dad when he said he's going to come pick him up on the weekend. You know what I mean? Like, disappointment can definitely drag you back into like a little kid that got hurt. Because I think that's where a lot of our trauma and emotional baggage come from. I think, first of all, to act emotionally out of control or just, certain emotions, because we're human, we have emotions, some more than others. Some would say women. I would say women definitely are more emotional than men. But in general, I think when those emotions begin to kind of become a sea of emotions, they become too much where they get out of hand and out of control, like a tsunami, right? That's when I believe we are immature. We go back to our childlike nature when we were kids and, somebody, took our candy or stole our bike or something, right? That's crazy. When I said that, I want to see how many Love Jones fans it is. My wife made me watch that movie. She didn't make me, but I never knew of Love Jones until I got with her. And then, yeah, but that was a scene when he was getting into it with Nia Long, and he was like, I'm just trying to walk you to make sure you get home safely. You walking around out here at night, stumping around like somebody stole your bike. Because she got emotional because he was at a party with another chick, and they had just recently kind of broke up and fell out, and, you know, but they still hang around the same friends, and it was just weird. She came there with one of his homies, so-called homies. It was weird. But anyway, she got emotional, ran out the house, and it was nighttime, so he wanted to walk her to make sure she got home safely. And, yeah, she, he was like, yeah, you out here walking around like somebody stole your bike, you know, like a little kid, you know? And when we get emotional and when people disappoint us, it discourages us to move forward or create new relationships or to, for instance, if you wanted to start a particular business or you had an idea and you kind of confided in someone or some people, whatever the case may be, and sometimes people's advice is disappointing because you want to be or you want to have this creative idea, and sometimes you're telling your ideas to small people, right? But neither here nor there. When we are disappointed, when things just don't go our way, sometimes we get disappointed, and you know, sometimes we get disappointed with God. You know, things aren't happening when we want them. You know, so in general, so I want to go to 2 Corinthians 4. Verse 16. I always go back to this particular passage when, you know, I'm feeling a bit like things aren't going my way and, you know, a little disappointed with things. I go here. So we're going to do 16 to 18. 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. You know, sometimes, man, first of all, we must know that God's thoughts aren't our thoughts. His ways aren't our ways. He's a peculiar God. He does what he wants when he wants and whatever he sees fit. So a lot of the times when, at least for me, there was certain things that just didn't happen. And I was disappointed. Oh, man, I was disappointed. And then I would go back into my 11-year-old self who, you know, got cut from the basketball team or something, you know? Yeah, I got a bunch of disappointment stories, trust me. Especially from childhood. You know, we can laugh at it now, but those, you know, we revert back to those things when disappointment or certain emotional baggages come up, right? We, you know, it's not cool, or it doesn't feel great, or even seems like, you know, the end of the world when disappointment happens, you know? And what we must remember and what we must do is to remain hopeful. Remain hopeful. You know, and definitely look at those disappointments as I like to look at disappointments and things that just fell through or didn't happen as blessings, really. You know, because when you take the time to really sit back and look and say, you know what, this person I probably shouldn't have done business with, or, you know, or maybe I need to look at me. I wasn't quite ready and I could have been this person's lot. And if we don't know who Lot is in the Bible, he was with Abraham. He basically was the person that just was holding things up. doing things without God, and just, you know, he was gonna bring God's wrath on Abraham's house, you know, if Abraham didn't cut him loose. So sometimes when things don't go our way, you have to look at it from that perspective. God was still working on you or removing you from something that could have been horrible, you know. But I really want to focus on the fact that we result and go back to that early trauma or that childhood situation that caused disappointment. Because I don't believe that whenever an adult is disappointed and it discouraged them to move forward, that's a child. Think about that, right? That's a child. Because when we were kids, you know, when we got disappointed, man, we took our basketball from the court. Like, man, y'all ain't letting me play. I'm taking my, man, so many kids that did that when we was playing. Not me necessarily, I always got picked up, but no, seriously though, like we all were or knew that kid that when he didn't get picked up on the court, when everybody got there, he took his ball. He had the good ball too. I mean, the indoor one, but the outdoor one, grip was nice. It was brand new. You know, his parents just bought it for him. You know, like it was a really nice ball. You feel me? And he take it. He would take it. And now nobody else can play. Or wait until another ball come. Or we just play with the beat up ball on the court that got the little lump on the side that, you know, the ball would bounce all uncontrollably. Right? But my point is that, you know, when that disappointment happens, so I'm speaking to my young guys or anyone really, you know, when disappointment happens, don't allow it to discourage, because discouragement, discouragement drowns dreams. Ooh. Discouragement, like I mentioned before, destroys destiny. Discouragement. No. So understand, man, and I know people will disappoint you. You know, life will disappoint you. And I like to look at it like this. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I like to think of disappointment as disagreeing with the appointed time, right? So just because it didn't happen, or just because a certain thing didn't go the way you wanted it to go, that's because that was not the appointed time, situation, and purpose for that moment, right? It's disagreeable. It didn't align with what God wanted. And that's a great way that I use to say, you know what? And don't get me wrong. Sometimes when things aren't happening and they keep falling through, Papa was just talking about this, Prophet Lovie Elias over at Revelation Church. He was just speaking about this. Sometimes your foundation just ain't right, you know? Sometimes things falling through and you continually being disappointed is because it's you. It's you. Your foundation. You got to look into your foundation. And if your foundation isn't based on Jesus Christ, then you're going to continue to crumble. But that's a whole nother topic. And you guys should go definitely check out Papa over at Revelation Church, Prophet Lovie Elias. Go check him out. He just spoke about that now on his new Exodus of Evil Foundations. Day one. He just started. He on day three now. But go check that out. It's on YouTube. Please go check it out. You'll see what I'm talking about when I mention that. But yeah, a lot of the times, man, disappointment, if it keeps happening, then it's definitely a foundational thing within yourself. And maybe you have the wrong people around you. You may have some lots around you. But for the most part, we all are going to deal with disappointment. We are all going to deal with disappointment. And you just have to know, you have to stay in His word, because we are renewed. We are renewed. We are renewed in our strength daily through him. Daily, every day, we are renewed. We are given new grace and mercy each day, and we are renewed. We are renewed in our strength. In our strength, because I'm telling you, disappointment, when it keeps happening, it eats away and it chips away at you, you know, and you begin to get weak. But hey, faint not. Do not be weary in well doing. Okay. I want to do something a little different, guys. I want to just kind of sit here. I don't know if I can do this. I'm still new to the, you know what? I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that because I don't want to play something and then music. Kyle, we was going to do a little praise together, a little worship together, but maybe another time, because I'm going to need certain music that I can play for that. But no, seriously, disappointment, man. Disappointment. And it happens so much, you know. I think the most... I think people, we get disappointed a lot, especially in relationships. Sometimes we get in relationships with people and, you know, me and my wife had this conversation a few years ago because we were just at a point where there was a transition happening. God was doing so much in me, in her, in our lives, and we began to kind of really see who we have been in the relationship to each other. So we had that conversation. We were having conversations about it, just, you know, the disappointments and just a bunch of different things, you know, that we probably mishandled or with each other, or just business, or, you know, just a bunch of different things, right? But we had a conversation about it, and we were able to really put our big girl and big boy pants on and really have that conversation. But in relationships, man, you know, you're gonna get disappointed. You're gonna get disappointed because, you know, people, we're imperfect, you know. We can be selfish at times. And you know, and marriage is totally different. So I'm gonna reserve, because I am going to have my wife on. I don't know which episode, guys. Pray for me. Help me. Pray that she does, because she has so much insight, just on relationships and, you know, a family, raising, you know, a family and being a wife and, you know, what she expect from her husband and vice versa, you know. So that'll be a great podcast. I don't know when, but soon. It could be the next one. But do not allow disappointment to discourage you from your destiny. Don't allow disappointment to force you to drop the ball. Hear me. Because the truth of the matter is, get over it. Keep it moving is what my mama would say. Mama Nita, I love you. Mama, I love you. Miss Diva, I love you. Keep it moving. You got to keep it moving. You got to be able to take your lumps, as many as they are. Sorry. Why does it keep doing that? I don't know. Sorry. Technical issues on my end. Hopefully, I didn't mess up the recording. But yeah, you got to move on. You got to move on. Do not remain in the disappointment, because I'm telling you, you do not want to drop the ball on what God has given you and what God is preparing you for and what he's doing. So you got to take the bumps and the lumps. You got to take the disappointments, man, because you may be, not you may, because a lot of you guys listening, I know you're listening because you're the same for your family, for your city, for your, you know what I mean? Your people that God has pointed you to. So you can't allow disappointment and, you know, of course, a bunch of other things, what people think and say about what you're doing, you know. There's only one judge. And let me tell you, his judgments are great when you're doing what's aligned with what he's called you to do. Yes, it's going to come with what it comes with, but he's the only person and the only one we want to please. So I love you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed it, man. I really am a little bothered by how, I don't know why, I got to check the audio. But anyways, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Disappointment, discourages. I hope you guys enjoyed this, man. I really enjoyed it. We are on episode 7. Wow. I can't believe it. We're already down 7 episodes. Maybe when we get to 100, we'll do something special. I don't know. I should definitely by then have my studio set up and be able to have video for you guys, so you guys can see the studio and, you know, it's more engaging that way. And I want to start doing more lives as well, so I think that'll be fun, you know, so I can engage with you guys. So maybe by the 100th episode, we'll do something special. I don't know. Have a toast, something. We'll do something special on the 100th episode, because you guys have been amazing just in this 7 episodes. I'm excited. So hope you guys enjoyed this episode. You already know what to do, man. Keep tuning in. If you see this, share this with your friends, share this with your family, those who also are on their journey and on their walk of faith and understanding who God called them to be, and they're going through their unveiling process by grace. I love you guys. Hope you enjoy this. Have a great rest of your week, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. This is your man of God, Ron, your brother, your friend. I love you, but Jesus loves you more. Shalom.